The vision here is that we would establish a regular concert series by the Live Arts Quartet in mm-hmm. Franklin.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet, in your browser at WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial, or maybe the push buttons you can preset. 102.9 is the number. Here in our glorious studio today with Donald Krishnaswamy. Hello. Welcome. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me. It's such an honor and pleasure to be here today.
Well, it's an equally an honor and pleasure to have you. I mean, we met back in 2015, 16, 17, right. when the cultural festival was mm-hmm. happening in mm-hmm. the early days, and
right.
you were doing wonderful performances, and then admittedly, I never actually made it to a Live Arts concert live, but mm-hmm. I did do a couple of the virtual ones, especially during COVID, because that was still needed,
yes,
and we need arts.
Mm-hmm.
Arts is still, I'm an art appreciator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we had to try to keep our footprint during COVID, so we did these online Zoom concerts.
Yes, yes, so, and yeah. they were wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Live Arts is gone, but Live Arts String Quartet is living on.
That's right. So many of our listeners here on this broadcast may recall Live Arts, that was a chamber music series. We love to call it a gem of a concert series in the country.
Right.
We brought in top artists from mostly from the Boston area, but we did have some from other areas too that would perform these beautiful, absolutely top, impeccable caliber concerts for the mm-hmm. community. Basically, Boston quality music that you didn't have to drive into Boston,
right.
deal with parking and the higher ticket prices and all that kind mm-hmm. of thing. So we brought that out to the country, and we loved doing it. Live Arts was in operation for about 25 years. It yes. closed its doors at the end of the 24-25 season, so
right.
the spring of
earlier
25.
This year. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And I was a longtime board member for about 8 years. I was artistic director of Live Arts.
Right.
And then we voted to fire me, and I voted to fire myself. So it was time for someone else to take the mantle.
Yep.
And then the time came when I guess, you know, we were going strong, but we felt that it was time to close the doors. I think there was some burnout on the board as far as we needed to bring in fresh blood, and that wasn't really happening, and people were just ready to move on. So we had a splendid season. Last year, our very last concert was with a horn player from the Boston Symphony Orchestra, mm-hmm. Rachel Childers.
Right.
So, you know, we went out strong for
yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
And shall I share a little bit about what started to happen after that?
Sure. That's okay. part of the story.
Yeah, exactly. So what happened is I saw an email from a patron of Live Arts to our board president saying, I'm so disappointed to hear about Live Arts closing its doors. Are you sure this isn't premature? Can we do something? That's the kind of like excitement that was in Franklin about
sure.
having this chamber music organization. And our president very kindly replied back with some reasoning for why, no, it's not premature. This is what's happening. So I followed this thread, and then this gentleman again followed up and said, but, are you really sure? And he basically replied, not in these words, but yes, I'm really, really sure, okay? He didn't say it like that, but you know, in a
yeah.
business-like
the,
kind
the door
way,
is closing yeah. and now closed.
Exactly. So this second thread, I was like, wait a minute. There's obviously, here's one person who is very, very sad that Live Arts folded.
Sure.
Are there more? And so one thing I did during my time at Live Arts is I founded the Live Arts String Quartet.
Yes.
That I think was one of our most popular concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Was founded this in 2009, which I thought was just a one-off, one concert bringing
right.
together. These were three members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra plus myself, who I had known before they were in the BSO. I thought, hey, let's get together and mm-hmm. play a concert at Live Arts.
Sure.
It turned out that it wasn't just a one-off. We established this quartet as the quartet in residence at Live Arts, and
yep.
so we had annual concerts
yep.
on the series up until it closed in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to thinking when I saw this email thread, what about the Live Arts String Quartet? Can it somehow grow out of the foundation that Live Arts built? If one person here is sad that it folded, there must be more.
Sure.
And so in short order, I was having a meeting with a few gentlemen who were very interested in this. And in stunningly short order, in other words, at the end of this meeting, I found myself able to make calls to my colleagues to see if they could play a concert.
On November, got a new gig.
Yeah, exactly. On November 16th, I shouldn't say I couldn't believe, because, you know, when you put your mind to something and you get the mindset in the right place, you should believe everything right. that happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that word unbelievable, I like to kind of stay away from. Yeah. But it was quite stunning to get to make that call and, already set up a concert for November 16th. So we're just at the stage now where we're growing this gradually and slowly. I mean, what the vision is, should I keep on talking?
Keep.
I can go.
This is part of the conversation.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So the vision was, so we did, as I said, one concert per season at Live Arts, because we had to have other artists. But the vision here is that we would establish a regular concert series by the Live Arts Quartet in Franklin.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, starting out with four concerts a season. Right now, we're starting out with one.
One.
We're kind of exploring
you're
the way.
Walking,
just,
you're
exactly,
walking.
Exactly. Just see what happens with one concert. Of course, there are fundraising issues, publicity, and you know, just various things that go into establishing a operation like this.
Yeah.
So just start modestly. So I've connected with Alan Earls at the Franklin Historical Museum. I think many people know Alan, and he's been so excited about this. He got them to donate the space for this concert on November 16th.
Yeah.
Before I keep on saying November 16th, I should let people know. So we have a quartet concert by the Live Arts String Quartet on November 16th, 2025, at the Franklin Historical Museum.
Yes.
That's located at 80 East Central Street in Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's parking, a certain amount of parking right there. We hope that there's not enough parking for that.
There may be a happy problem, but since that's it's right. on Sunday, there's
this is
parking
on Sunday
generally
the 16th.
In the neighborhood that's
yes,
available.
Yes, exactly. There should be. And it's at 3 p.m. on Sunday the 16th. And we'll be treating our audience to music of Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms, three masterpiece string quartets by these composers.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to kind of keep the repertoire and the composers very traditional to attract people
sure.
to the first concert. And so
as
Mozart,
opposed to bringing in someone yeah, who yeah. who is that? They
right,
did
exactly.
what? Really?
Well, for example, we performed some pieces by the female African-American composer Jessie Montgomery a few years ago, and she's fabulous, but we just need to be sure that we're drawing people to this
correct.
First concert.
Yeah.
You know, Mozart. Beethoven. Yeah,
that,
Mozart,
that's
Beethoven,
a name.
And
you're one of the top 10.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. So we're very excited to share this. We like to think of this as a gift to the community, this first concert. We are not charging admission to
yeah.
this concert. I think, as we go forward, there will be admission price at the
sure.
door.
Yeah.
But we are eager and happy to receive completely voluntary donations at the door
right.
When people come. They can be either by cash check, or we do have a GoFundMe campaign going on.
Okay.
That there'll be a QR code there that people can go to. If you're interested in helping support the idea of a top professional string quartet being based in Franklin, having a home here, adding to the cultural life of Franklin, we are very happy to receive any donations towards that. And I'll just say, it's kind of hard to remember here on a broadcast, but I'll just say it's gofundme.com/F/ and then donate-2-LASQ. Live Arts String Quartet. I'll say that one more time. GoFundMe.com/F/ and then donate to LASQ. And there's a dash between donate and two, and between two and LASQ.
Mm-hmm.
And that will also be in the show notes that you can
We'll include that in the show notes.
Exactly.
And I know you're also developing a website, but
yes.
you're putting those other technical details together.
Right. Yes, we don't yet have a website. That's how new and exciting and kind of pioneering this is. I mean, we should have a website right now. I will not deny it, but I'm going to plug that. I'm going to spin that.
Stay tuned. One's
as,
coming.
As just a sign of how this is so exciting. It's just starting to percolate. And we like to think of this as a pioneering effort, and our donation campaign has different pioneer levels to it.
So when
you go to the GoFundMe, you can see what those levels are.
So we'll include that in the show notes the Franklin.news or Franklin Matters page. There's also a resource link. So at some point when the website is available, we'll include it in the link.
Right. Well, thank you very much
well,
for that.
That's part of what we do. This is a community service, and you're exactly. bringing music to the community. It's like,
yes.
This is it. This is what we do.
Exactly. We're very excited to do that. And as I alluded to before, the quality of this quartet is really, I've always been committed to it being the top of the top of my professional mm-hmm. colleagues in the right. Boston area. And so, as I mentioned, the quartet had members of the Boston Symphony in it. And right now we have other wonderful musicians who play with the Boston Pops, mm-hmm. one of the concert masters of the Boston Pops. And I myself am a graduate of the Juilliard School. I've played with Boston's top ensembles. I'm the violist in the string quartet.
Right.
And so we're just very excited about bringing this to Franklin and the community. And I want to say something about string quartets themselves, because as I was saying to Steve before we started recording, a string quartet in and of itself is not niche-y, because there are so many string quartets out there.
True. Yeah.
You know, and so what niche are you going to create to be unique? Well, our simple niche is there is no top professional string quartet based in and existing for the purpose of making music for Franklin, Massachusetts.
That's a niche.
And surrounding communities as we grow, but we're starting here in Franklin, and we're starting out, as I said, at the Franklin Historical Museum, but we hope that my vision is that we would do concerts in different venues around town.
Mm-hmm.
And as this grows, if it's able to grow, maybe start branching out to other communities in the general area. Like you got Norfolk, Millis, Bellingham, and so forth.
Sure.
Attleboro, North Attleboro.
Yeah.
You know, we can see how this grows, but its home will always be Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our logo says Live Arts String Quartet Franklin MA.
Right.
So very much a Franklin thing, and that's very special, I think, for the community of Franklin to.
Well, and while you said string quartets are kind of, relatively speaking, kind of a dime a dozen, and you focus and you've niched to create your brand, mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity where one of my nieces was at Harvard, and she was a violinist, and there was a concert of quartets at Harvard, which we went to. And it was interesting, as you know, I appreciate music. I'm certainly not a musician. Mm-hmm. I can't carry a note. That's mm-hmm. that's another story. But as an athlete and a teammate, watching the quartets, you could tell just even from the program sometimes. So if there were co-lead violins,
mm-hmm.
the eye contact amongst the four as they were playing indicated more of, at least in my eyes, kind of a tension within the group, because perhaps they were co and still mm-hmm. kind of competing with each other, as opposed to another group that clearly had a lead, but the four were coherent and they were clearly playing with each other and off each other.
Yes, yes.
Having played in that space, I'm sure you've had opportunities, most hopefully on the coordination, coherent side, but you may have been in a quartet where it just wasn't.
Yeah. Well, I hope not. I mean, we want to have that cohesiveness, that unspoken communication that's just happening, that's making the music happen. And while there is eye contact sometimes, it's on another level, this kind of communication between the players, that's almost hard to describe in some mm-hmm. ways, but you always have your radar up. The beautiful thing about performing live is you never know what happened. You never know how someone might phrase something a little differently.
Sure.
And you go with that, and then you just, again, have that radar up to really be communicating as an ensemble. And I think one thing people have said when they've heard the Live Arts Quartet is that there is a lot of that feeling of that cohesiveness
mm-hmm.
in the group. So that's what we really go for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I at least from that concert experience, where I think it was five or six of them, clearly there were a couple that stood out. And that cohesiveness clearly was evident there.
Thank you,
and I'm attributing that was the reason why. They may still have been equivalent, you know, skill levels, but in that performance, you know, the sum of the whole was greater than the individual parts, is another phrase.
You always hope for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's goodness.
Yeah, exactly. So we're very excited for this pioneering effort. And, you know, we look forward to making music for our community again on November 16th, 2025, coming up in a few weeks now.
Is it
a couple of weeks? I hope it's
as we record this, it's a couple of weeks.
At 3 o'clock p.m. at the Franklin Historical Museum at 80 East Central Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's near the fire station. It's near the Franklin Methodist Church. And so we're very excited to give this gift to the community. We look forward to seeing any and all people who love music. You don't have to just love classical music.
Mm-hmm.
If you love music, if you'd like to just have your cares taken away for a little while, sink yourself into beautiful art, beautiful sounds.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to be there to make music for you. And these days, with all the stresses that are out there, what could be better than going and getting a little refreshment from music?
Music does have a therapeutic aspect to it.
Very much so.
Right. So it just takes you away from kind of the trials and troubles. And
absolutely. That's
you go into this other almost trance state at some point.
Yes, exactly.
And then the benefit by having it, and it's auxiliary benefit by having it at the Historical Museum, if you haven't been there yet, Franklin's history is amongst where you're going to be sitting.
Yeah, it's right there, right in the room where we'll play. You'll see all kinds of displays, and so, yeah, it's really cool.
Yep. Come early, check things out, get a good seat, and then be ready to be entertained.
Absolutely,
Well, thank you for doing this. I've learned a bunch, and hopefully the listeners will appreciate and come out.
Yes, we hope to see you again the 16th of November, 80 West East Central Street, Franklin Historical Museum, 3 p.m. Admission is free with voluntary donations. Very gratefully.
Admission is free with voluntary donations.
With voluntary donations. We want to think of this as a gift to the community to get started.
Hey,
thank you.
If you want to be part of receiving the gift, be there.
Exactly. The Live Arts String Quartet coming back.
Coming back. The Phoenix, yes.
There, the Phoenix rises, exactly. Thank you.
Well, thank you for doing this. Listeners, thank you for listening. And we do this as a quick reminder because Franklin matters.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.